his flaws, you know, like Element, for example. It's like when you're put out of your element, like, what is there still left of you? Like, what is at your core? Loyalty is like, who are you loyal to? You know, it's like good stuff. Humble, you know, it's him like telling other people off, like telling them that he's like the greatest, but it's also him talking about like he should be more humble. Love is obviously like a much more, I guess holy thing compared to lust. Like, you know, there's a lot of like opposites. Like the opposite of humble would probably be pride from the second seven songs. Fear, I think, especially like really humanizes Kendrick. Like, it shows his fears. I think I said this a little bit, like as a child, like his parents like yelling at him, and then like growing up, like what his fears are. And then the final song, Duckworth, it has the same like gunshot, and it goes back to the beginning of the album, and I think it shows like a different path. Like, it's he made different decisions and ended up not getting shot. It was like a rewind in a movie or something. Someone goes back in time and prevents stuff. And then for the second part, like, God seems to be him, like, you know, just feeling like he's God on earth generally. You know, lust, obviously, not good, especially compared to love, which normally on the album it goes lust into love. So lust would just be, like, by itself on the, you know, Damned album or whatever. Pride is obviously bad. It's him being egotistical. And then, let's see. I think it's interesting the choice to have the second part be reversed instead of having it be in the correct order. To have Blood. So Blood, that last track, is normally the intro, ending with him being shot by that blind woman, or at least the blind woman firing. And the Fox News quote, which is interesting. I think it probably shows that whoever decided this or was thinking about this thinks that this is the version where Kendrick actually does die because of his, you know, wicked ways. And he gets killed by this blind woman in the street. I don't know. I don't know if that's the proper way to look at it. I've been seeing stuff where people are saying the album makes sense forward. The album makes sense if you have it in its normal order, but then flip it so you listen to Duckworth first and end with Blood. There's all kind of stuff going around. Who knows besides Kendrick, I guess. I hope you had a good time listening to this. I had a fun time playing it. I'm going to try and work the automation on this. Hopefully it goes well. Never had to like sign off on my own. There's usually someone after me. So let's try this out. Have a good night. Thank you for listening.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times. times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
I must have got lost. This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right, I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags of time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA. Thank you.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication. Hey, El Sergeant Barrow, while it breaks the spell of aging, celebrity skin, is this your chin or is that war you're waging? Firstborn unicorn.
Humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Roland was a warrior from the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War, with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. Days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees, they killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Roland the Thompson Gunner, Roland the Thompson Gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest, but of all the Thompson Gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch Van Owen blew off Roland's head. Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Norway's bravest sons of the score. They can still see his headless body walking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who'd done him in. He found him in Mombasa, in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun, he didn't say a word, but he blew Van Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner, headless Thompson gunner, talking about the man. Roland the headless Thompson gunner, the eternal Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but he still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley, Paddy Hearst heard the birth of Roland's Thompson gun and body.
Thank you. people used to come to you. Now nobody's there for you when the day is through.
Ladies and gentlemen,
91.5 WMFO.
As someone sets light to the first fire of autumn, we settle down to cut ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face, and some foreign candle burning in your eyes.
Doting on a crime, we've
turned every stone, and for all our invention in matters of love lost, we've no recourse at all.
Blind to the last curse of the fair, pistols and countless eyes, trail of white blood betrays the reckless rout. Your craft is running, feet to the sun turns into wood, dowsing an ancient torch.
Thank you. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.